From Rav. From Rav. Kiddushin. No, we start in Adar.
March 13th, 1997.
Yeah, start on. I just made a calculation on how much we've done based on the Shari Torah's Eretz Yisroel, which is 500 and some odd pages. So we've done, according to that calculation, we've done 75.9% of the Yerushalmi so far. I think the number's actually higher than that. Okay. Ha'isha Niknes B'Shlosha Drachim, we already did. We spoke about how it's acquired. We're in the Gemara. And we're up to Losov Dover. Losov Dover Kedarka, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down. In the middle of a line. Okay? Okay. Losov Dover, do you see it? Losov Dover Kedarka. Now, the Amud Yerushalayim has a whole long discussion of whether kiddushin can be, you can acquire women through for kiddushin by relations through other orifices other than the proper one, which is Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka. But that's not actually the topic of conversation of our Gemara. And Amud Yerushalayim discussed that based on our Gemara. But our Gemara is actually talking about the halacha is that if you have relations with a woman who's married, betrothed, and is still a virgin, then you get for that skila. But the woman is already ba'ula, ready woman has had relations with her husband, then you're downgraded from skila, from stoning to chenek, right, to suffocating. Okay, so says one, how you downgraded, not just if her husband had at losov dover kedarka, not just if her husband had actual, you know, relations with her, but even afilu shelo kedarka, even if he had relations with his wife through another orifice, and technically she's still a basula from, you know, the proper orifice. Nevertheless, the person has relations with her is downgraded to chenek at that point. Okay, inter so says more Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said lo tzricha. The pasuk is not necessary. Really, is the word Ella missing here. I would put it in, although I guess you could fetch it without the word Ella. But I put in the word Ella. Lo tzricha Ella l'shelo mikedarka. In other words, the whole pasuk here, which tells us that we didn't see the pasuk today, but it says three lines above where we start. Kimtza ishim ishochem ishabulas bow. That pasuk, which it says, talking about if a man lies with a woman who has been husbanded by a husband, right? So an entire pasuk is toy about shelo kedarka, right? Because in tamar, how so? Because in tamar mikedarka, but toy about bi'ah kedarka through the proper office, lumli ba'la. Why does it say vui bulas ba'al? Bulas ba'al sounds like her husband had relations with her, right? We know as long as she's not a psula, no matter who had relations with her, he had downgraded the chenek. So why is it mentioned specifically the husband? It must be coming to teach us again. Itaber kedarka lo mibala afilu acher, right? Kaidetzina tamal, like we learned over there. Baleshnaim, two men have relations with a woman who's betrothed and is a virgin. Harishon b'chskil, the first one gets the stone. Vasheni b'chenek, the second one only gets chenek, regardless of the fact that the first one was not her husband, right? So here too, why should I have to say bulas here? Why does it have to say bulas bow, right? So it must be that it's coming to tell us, so the Gemara doesn't complete the thought. It must be it's coming to tell us, Bula's bow, that her husband makes her a bu'ula, even if the bia he had with his wife was shelo kedarka, not through the proper orifice. Okay? Says Mara, period. Actually, more than say period, but now we start a new issue. Halamanu bia below kesef. We see bia works without money because it says, Isha bu'ula's bow, that in of itself makes her nesua. But makes her kedushin. I'm sorry. Kesef below bia. How do we know the money works without bia? Minayin. V'yatzel chinam ein kesef. Because it says, this is a famous drasha also in the Bavli, of course, a woman who is a maidservant, Amo Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant, goes free ein kesef. There's no money paid in order to secure freedom. Then it says, ima cheres yikach lo. If he takes another one, if it's a little bit missing here, actually, but it should be actually, this drasha is not in the Bavli. You know, the Bavli's drasha is if ein kesef leda lo zanzeh ela ke yesh kesef lo acher manu lav, that the father does get money when he said does get the money when he gives his daughter off for kiddushin. But what's actually is that it says yatzchinam ein kesef if this girl goes free, she goes free without money, she reaches the age of majority, she reaches the age of 12, and then it says immediately they're adjacent to, what if her owner or owner's son married her, married the maidservant, right? And then he took another one as well. So the juxtaposition of marrying her and marrying another one and mentioning of money in that pasuk. So we say ma zubekesef av zubekesef. We say just like the maidservant is with money, so to the marriage contracted with either the maidservant or somebody else, another woman who's connected here as well, because of the acheres yikachlo av zubekesef. It's also with through money. Okay, so that teaches money. Bishtar, how do we know that a woman's married bishtar with a document? It says because of the sefer krisus. It says when you divorce a woman, you give her a book of severance. Vnasim biyada, put it in her hand. Veshulchem yibeso, and you send her away from the house. Biyata measure, she leaves your house. Veochav yisali shachan, she goes to somebody else. Makishav yosali tiyosu, shows a parallel drawn between her. This is in the Bavli. Parallel drawn between the way she gets married and the way she exits for marriage. Maitziyos. So b'shtar, just like when she exits marriage, it's via shtar, via the document of the get. Afavayosa, so too, when she enters marriage, b'shtar, it's via document of kiddushin. Right? It can be done through via document as well. I'm Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avin, Sevetani Chizkio, some say Chizkio to... Okay. It says, the language of kicha is acquisition. Acquisition always means money. That t-shirt is acquired by money. Vidino, and it's a logic. Now, it says more, wait a minute. Why do we need any exerts? Because let's say a kavachomer. Dino is a go, it's a kavachomer. My mivriya. If a maidservant, a Jewish maidservant, an amo ivriya, which cannot be acquired through relations. You don't acquire an amo ivriya through relations, right? Niklas Pekesev, she's acquired through money. Zushi Niklas Pekesev, this woman who is acquired via bia, right? In other words, a woman who's married is married via bia. She, if she certainly should be acquired by money. Which, if an Amavir, which is not acquired by Bia, is acquired by money, a wife who is acquired by Bia certainly should be acquired by money as well. Says Mar, no. Yivamatuchiach. I will prove that that's incorrect from Yibum. Because by Yibum, we know she nicknames her Bia, Yivam is acquired via Bia, right? Only via relations, and not via money. So therefore, we would not be astounded on a regular wife, even though she might be acquired by Bia, that not necessarily, maybe she's not acquired by money. So that's why that's in the Apostle Kikach that tells that she is magid, she nigdes b'kesem, though she is acquired by money. And vice versa, we can just the whole spin we just had, we can spin it out another way. Ubala, mean the following. Ubala means she has relations. Magishi nicknames would be able to acquire, teach that she's acquired by Bia. Vidino. So it's as much try and learn how to kavachomer again without the pasuk. My Mibam Mishane nicknames because of Yavam was not acquired by money. Nicknames Bia is acquired via Bia. Zushi nicknames because of woman who was acquired by money. And it's not covered, Chomer should be acquired by Bia as well. Again, by Yavama, where money does not work, Bia works. Certainly by Kedusha, where money does work, then Bia should work as well, right? So it says more, no, here too, the Kavach Chomer does not work. The lodge doesn't work because Ivriya Tochiach. The Jewish maidservant disproves that. She uniqueness against which she is acquired by money. Vain equals Bia, not by Bia, so maybe a regular Kedusha is only money and not Bia as well, right? You would not be astounded on regular kedushin. Shavu be shenitas b'kesef, even though she's acquired by money, maybe lo tikne b'bia. Maybe she doesn't get acquired via bia. That's why it says giikach. That's why we need the xeris akosel. We need the actual puzzle. Giikach malam me'magid shenitas b'kesef to teach us that she's acquired by money. Ubala and ubala teaches magid shenitas b'via that teaches us she's acquired via bia, via relations. Bishtar. And now that's the same thing by documents. My makesef, let's make a kavachomer. Money, sheino motzi, money cannot release her from marriage, right? Only documents, right? You can't release her marriage yet. It can't allow her to enter marriage. Shtar shumotzi, a shtar document which does get her out of marriage. Ain't no din she is not gonna come to the children because she'll get her into marriage, right? So the documents, if they work for divorce, they're certainly marriage for marriage. For you know, if they work on the way out, they should work on the way in. Says Mara, no, here to the Kavachomer does not work. Maybe money is more powerful. What is money more powerful? Shumotzi lehekdesh yidei pidyono, as you can redeem an object which was consecrated to the Beis Hamikdash, either to the Bet HaKabayis or whatever it is, you can redeem it by money. As opposed to a document, cannot take something out of its status of hektish. So therefore, maybe a star is weaker than money, and just because you can be mekadesh with money, you can marry a woman with money, doesn't mean you can be mekadesh a woman with star. So therefore, the nishbar kavachomer, the kavachomer is broken, the chazar to the mikra, you have to go back to pasuk, that's why we have to say the drosha set up top, because avla sever krisus, you write for a book of severance, nasi the yadi you put in her hands, v'shochomi beisir, you send her out of her house, v'yatsi beisir, she leaves her house, v'ochomai talishar, she goes to another man, hey, kishavi yasi yitzi, also we draw a parallel between her entrance to the second guy, to her exit from the first guy, my yitzi also b'shtar, just like she exited the first guy with a star, afayosa b'shtar, so too. And when she gets married to the second guy, it also can be via star as well. Claim is for us, so Makish Havai Elitzia.
Yes.
One is, and I could be wrong about both.
Yes.
One is that it's, I was under the impression until now, most people shoutly, an argument or a question is presented by a specific mandate. Here it's not obvious.
Yeah. I know what I think. Look, you know what I can tell you, which is probably sheker, but it's cute anyway. It's absolute sheker, absolute lie. But nevertheless, I want to say it. Which is the whole sugya beginning of Kiddushin in the Bavli is well known, is an interpolation of Rabbanan Saburoi. Right? The first two plot were interpolated by the later rabbis who came after the signing of this editing of the Talmud and put in their own two cents. So, could be something similar went on here as well.
But it seems like this is
straight out of the right, this is like straight by. It's very uncharacteristic of Yerushalmi Gemara. So, it looks like the same, but I, we have no riot that Rabbanan Saburoi ever did that to the Yerushalmi. But that's what it was. Yeah. It makes the argument about. But somebody earlier made that up. It's not a 20th century Svara. I think the Rosh Hashanah rate says brings that beginning of Kiddushin. Yeah, pretty sure. My comfort of society, I mean, it's like an ancient thing, the Rabbanan Saburoi arguments. So, I don't know. But name, and maybe since. The Gaonim did that to Yerushalmi? To the Bavli? Oh, yeah. Because Yerushalmi, the Gaonim didn't use. So I don't know who would do it. That's why I say it's probably Sheker, because I don't know who would have done it to the Ushami. But maybe something like that happened here as well. So in any event, says the Gemara. No, I didn't turn it off. I'm Rav Yudon. Rav Yudon said, Kavachomer, let's try and make a fun Kavachomer. Kavachomer, Lebas Chon, Shetikne Bechazoka. Let's say you acquire a regular free woman as a wife by chazaka. What is chazaka? How does chazaka work? How would you make chazaka in a woman? What do you think? How do you make chazaka by an Amo Ivriya? Amo Ivriya. By a maidservant. You make it work for you.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, case lay in condition, you know, where an avid picks you up, that's a king of chazaka. Because chazaka is where you use him for work.
Right,
not that you pick him up. That would be like tfisa. But rather the contrary, chazaka is where you make him work.
That's where you pick a job, like when you pick up a wife, because he says, yeah, that shows that he helps you.
Right, well, that. Right. So here you have the. So here, chazaka to. And a wife would be that she picks you up or does some sort of service for you. So let's make a logic and say if I'm a vir can be acquired by chazaka, so too a woman can be acquired by chazaka, right? So says the Gemara again. Logic dictates that a bas chore and a regular free woman should be acquired via chazaka. How so? How should make kavachomer? Vidino, it's a logical. Maim shivcha kananis. A shivcha kananis, a non-Jewish maidservant. Israel Nikas Babia is not acquired by relations. Nikas Bechazaka is acquired by Chazaka by staking claim over here, over her zoo, a wife, she Nikas Babia, which is acquired by Bia. And Odin is not logic to him because you should be able to acquire her via Chazaka via the taking hold of her, using thereof. So Tom Maloma, as a Buzzik says, Ubala, Babia Nikas is only acquired by Bia. Veinigas chazaka is not acquired via chazaka. So says Mo, let's say the opposite now. Kavachom shulinayish atikne bebiya. Let's say Shiva Knanis, a non-Jewish maidservant, can be acquired by Bia as well. Vidino to logic. Umayim batzchoyrin. A free woman, sheinigas chazaka, cannot be acquired through it in marriage through chazaka. Nikas bebiya, she can be acquired via Bia. Zushin is chazaka, a shivra knanis, who can be acquired via chazaka, and additionally, the beer can knock out choshi acquired by beer as well. Tamlomer, that's why it says, Isnachautem osam, leave nechem achrechem. Slaves are given to you to apportion and bequeath to your children after you. Unleshes achuza, to inherit a portion, the glamour, etc. So we see maidservants like property. They're like property, they're only by chazaka, nicknames property can only be acquired by a chazaka, they nicknames the bia, not by bia. Alright, so therefore, and so to here we say that a woman cannot be acquired by a chazaka, because a woman is not a core likened to a field and to a nachla to bequest in that respect. Okay? And it says more. Hare lamanu shishani lezi b'shol drachim. The words that a woman can be acquired by three pathways. Or the Kesseb or Mishtar Rebiyah. Either one. Now, here comes a very interesting discussion, which goes on for a blot or so, which is not all in the Bavli. Av Kedoyin B'Yisroel. As that by Jews, it works that way. B'Nochrim, what about by Goyim? What kind of marriage do they have? Now, what kind of marriage do Goyim have between the two of them? Interesting question, right? Every call the Bavli dealing with it? What? Why is it not the same question? How they're married and how they're acquired to non-Jew is the same question, right? So that's actually what we're asking here. So how do they have marriage? So says the Gemara, yes. Says the Rabbi Bobashem, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Ksivit says, In Chom Mesal, this is what Hashem told, I forget if it's Avimelech or Paro. He said to Avimelech or Paro, whichever one it was, when they took Sarah. What?
Before Israel,
which kind? Which marriage did they have? Kedushin or Nisuin? Gang! No. They're going to have Nisuin and not Kedushin. That's what it's going to say. They're going to have Nisuin and not Kedushin. Okay? So, so in any event, so Revo says, obviously, to a marriage. Shreva, as the Kesivit says, in Chomei, Salisha, Sherlokachto. Says, I'm Melchor Par, I forget who it was, who took Sarah one of the tribes and said, you're going to die because the man who took Vipulas Bao. But here it says, Abu Ulos ein chayoven, ven chayov asala rusos. What cements marriage by goyim? Bia. There's no erusin, no rings, no vows. What creates marriage? Only bia. Now, this is an amazing statement. Milsa Rebbe Lezer Amra. This is amazing about the next two lines. You got to see this to believe it. Milsa Rebbe Lezer Amra. It has to be there's marriage by goyim through bia as long as they have intent, but they have to have intent to acquire. Mil say the Shmuel Amara, quite the Shmuel afilu lo niskavin liknoisa. Even if I have my to acquire, unless you don't understand, the Mar Rabbi Yoni b'shem Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak name Shmuel, zoyna ames b'chalom, a prostitute is standing in the store window. Bol Eshnein, and two men have relations with her. Harishon Eino Nerag, the first one is not killed for having relations with her. Vasheni Nerag Oleo La Yodov. The second one has killed. Why? Because he's an adulterer. Because the relations the Zoyna had with the first guy, married, just kill the whole prostitution racket. The first time she prostituted herself for pay to the first guy, even though none of them had intent for marriage, according to Shmuel, by definition, every time a goy has relations with another goy, chasna gemach.
That's very interesting, because she's not a zola the first time. So how can they call her a zola?
By Ben Noach. No, you're right. By Ben, no, this is a different type of zola. This is a ketesha. What's the difference, though?
There's a definitional problem.
Why?
Because he's saying that first the explanation seems to be
right.
She's not a zona.
No, she's not a zona, right. There's no such thing. You can't be a zona.
Okay.
Shmuel's ruining the prostitute business. That's exactly the point.
That's right. She can't be raised by the prostitute. So first, relation.
She's just an HSC. That's it.
Right. So only the second one that she becomes, whatever she becomes.
She comes chayavas misa. That's what he's saying. She comes.
My problem is,
it just means that she's dressed in alluring garments, or lack thereof. That's all it means over here. So, amen. So, this amazing concept of Shmuel. Okay? So, it says the Gemara. And one makes it clear. Every shofar says the chinis kav rishon leknoisa. The first one I have in mind the choir, of course not. And nevertheless, it's chay bia chay misa for having relations with the second guy. Okay, ish. Now it says the one. It says by Arias ish. Matam lor ish. Why it say ish twice? El lohavi esa goyim shebo Arias umot. Includes goyim had relations with Arias among themselves. That they're judged like the goyim, which means they get, you know, always chenek or saif, depending where you hold, but they know how always get. But if they come, there's a reason why it says ish here, is if they have relations with our arayas, shiaduno some kidney, so they're judged like Jews. Meaning, whoever they have relations with, they'll get skila, sreifa, chenek. Herik Kenek, depending on the level of the error they transgressed. Amar Elazar says, Mikulam. What? And the Goy as well, it seems. Maybe you're right. No. Non-Jew has relations with Yisrael, who's a rise to him. Okay, that's so let's say he had relations with the Nara Basula Murasa, so he would get Skila. Relations with Nara, you know, Nesua, you'd only get Chene. So says the Gemara, I'm regular, says Mikul Melcha El Arusas Yisrael Bilvat. The truth is the only time that applies, as I just mentioned, is the case that has relations with the betrothed Israelis who it was a Basula. Sheba Rus Yisrael has relations with a betrothed Israeli who's in Basula, Chayavin, Bemeshu Mitzchayev. chayavim. They're chayav the chayav in our laws. And the Gemara says, I'm not sure where the Gemara goes ask the question. We said before that it goes by Dinei Yisrael. Maybe this Gemara doesn't hold. The previous Gemara is resolved, and it opens up the question again. And asks the question, if a guy has relations with a betrothed Jewish virgin, so what does he get? How does he get judged? By Dinei or Dinei Yisrael? By their law or by our law? If it goes by our law, we need two witnesses. There are 23 judges, because it's capital crime. Basra need warning. With skill, he gets stoned. If you go by non-Jewish law, then one judge is enough. One witness is enough. One judge is enough. Shlomo, so you don't need any warning. According to this Tana, you get what? Death by the sword. What? Ravina ben Pazi Mosif, Ravina ben Pazi added that's not Messiah, but rather it should be Bechenek Umipiatmo. He had suffocated, and even on your own admission. No, it's by Jews, they don't kill them based on their own confession. But by Goyim, we kill them in their own confession. And how do we know that we give Chenek, not Saif? And how do we know it's by their own admission? Mission, my time to put some Pasuk, both of the same Pasuk. But it says, I'm going to read the way the carbonator brings it down, even though it could work out with the way with Gears and the Mores as well. It says, Shofech dom ha'odom ba'odom domo yishofech. So it says in Parshas Noah. But a person who spills blood in the man. So this we learn two things. A, we learn that if the person is Shofech dom in himself, because it says, it says Shovech Dam Adam Be'adam, that by his own admission he can be put to death. And also Shovech Dam Adam Be'adam means a death which is all internal. The Shvichas Dam is internal, so from that he learns also that the Misa is in Chenek and not in Sayyid. Okay, so he learns both aspects from that. Says the Gemara. Now, in Tamar Binisov Nisgar Chayev. Also, if you're going to say that you go by Dinei Yisrael by the guy, then if he's Megayer, he's still Chayev. Because he went from Dinei Yisrael to Dinei Yisrael. It didn't change anything. But in Tamar Bidineyam, then they would judge him based on their law, then he's Gayer. Even if he's Megayer, he's Plutzer. Why? Because once he's Megayer, before we meet out the sentence, obviously, he loses his status as a Goy. Went to the status of Goy, you would have to reopen the case, but you can't reopen the case because there's no double jeopardy, and therefore he loses his death penalty. Okay? Adam Rechir, that's Rabbi Chir said, Ben Noach, Shekil Hashem, a Ben Noach who blasphemed the name of God, he's Geyer, and then converted, Potter is exempt, your nation is Shtana Dino because his halacha change, and therefore he's exempt for death. Rabbi Lezer b'shem Rabbi Yoichud Chanina said, Rabbi Lezer name of Chanina, Minayich b'nei Noach Musarim Arayis, because so I know that non-Jews are commanded to refrain from Arayis like Jews. Tam Lorcha says, V'dovak b'ishto, a goy should cleave to his wife, v'lo b'eshes chavero, for that we learn not to his friend's wife. V'dovak b'ishto, he should cleave to his wife, at top of Bezim Nauf, v'lo b'zochar, not a homosexual relationship, Lobeim, not a bestial relationship. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yavo, and Rabbi Lezer, Shechina, Ben Noach, they all said, Shema, Rabbi Chanino, all said, Ben Noach, Shebal Ishto, a goy that was in another amazing war. A goy that was his wife, Shalom Kedarka, not to the proper orifice, right? Anal, oral, whatever it was, Nerach, he's killed. Matam, this is a thing that sink a lot of pornographic industry, obviously. Matam, v'dovak b'ishto v'yilu b'asarechon. He's got to cling to his wife and be one flesh. Mimokum sh'shneim osim b'asarechon. They have to cling in the place where they both become one flesh. Why? Because they can conceive a child. So quite this actually is a bit cooler by Jews, which you don't have by Goyim. But Jews can have relations, but shalokadarka, Goyim can't have relations to local Daka because of a Dovak Bishnam. Yeah, it's an amazing gore. I think that Lieberman should bring this up on the stump. Okay? A new moral tone in America. Only Bia Kedarko, no Bia Shalom Kedarko for Goyim. Okay. If this Ben Noach was enforced, there might be mass conversions. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi boy, Haroya Bezocher Ma'ov, there was only not full penetration, but only partial penetration by a homosexual. What's a halacha by a goy? A rabbi amount to partial penetration by an animal. What's a halacha? So says the Gemara. First of all, you learn to say by Yisrael. Uchar rayas, all rights, lumina nida lamdu. I not learn out from nida. Zocher mina behema bina. And then homosexuals learn from there, and animals learn out from there. That even partial penetration is already a rayas. Akadum Yisrael, because it says by nida, it says hera. It actually says that partial penetration is already the prohibition. So that's okay by a Jew, right? What about by a goy? Akadum Yisrael b'goyim, or a mother said, lo mina, which can't we learn from the same place than before? V'dovak bishto. Dovak means any clinging, even partial penetration. Any clinging is in your own wife, a little bit, she's chaver, not your friend's wife. Koshu, no matter what type of clinging it is. Kavasa, so too, lo b'zocha, lo b'ema, homosexual relations and peace relationships are also for a goy, afilu koshu, no matter what the type of vacus is which he has with the beast or the goy, so therefore he's chayev even for a ra. Okay? Hare laman, we learned that goyim ein lohem kiddushim, goyim don't have kiddushim, but rather all they have is what? Nisuin. No, kiddushim all they have is nisuin. Mao shelem gerushin, do we have divorce? Okay? Another interesting topic. I need to drink. I'll be right. Okay. So now, what about Gerushin? Mao Shalem Gerushin. So this is it's advantage, in this case, an advantage to be a goy. Rabbi Ben Pazi, Chani Mishem Rechuna Ruba. Rabbi, named Rabbi Chuna the Great of Tziporin said, one of two things. O Shalem Gerushin, either they have no divorce, meaning they don't need to get divorced, or they can both divorce each other. Okay? There's a beautiful Meshul Chochma, a couple of beautiful Meshul Chochmas on this. The Meshul Chochma says that when it says Anavi Melech took Sarah, it says, Vatol Hoshev Eshes Ish Kinovi, give back Avram's wife because he's a prophet. And everybody has questions. And if he's not a prophet, you don't have to give back his wife. So there are many answers given. But the Eish Meshul Chochma's answer is Avimelech had a taina. Avimelech's taina is it must be if Avraham Avinu gave me Sarah and didn't say she's my wife, even if she was his wife, so that's like Goyim Megarshim's answer. He divorced her, right? Or Ein Lahem Gerushin, actually more precise, must be Ein Lahem Gerushin's answer. In other words, by giving her to me. No, he says, it's like going, that's a non-Jewish divorce. Which if I ask, is she your wife? And she says, no, she's my sister, take her. So that's equivalent of a divorce, right? So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say, no, the reason why he didn't say, he didn't assert his husbandry over her, is because he knew anyway he'd be getting her back. So when he was silent to you and allowed you to take her, so then, in that case, it wasn't really a divorce. But rather, it was just him biding his time until you would get your comeuppance. But ain't a chanami. Theoretically, if a shiksa sees, she doesn't like her husband anymore, and this guy around the block she finds cooler, so then she could say to her husband, you're not my husband anymore. Walk out the door, and this day, she can go and be mizana. That's what comes out of point this gemara. Okay? So it says more. Again, you don't have gerushin. Or they can both megarish each other. Rabbi Yochanan, the Tzipori, and Rabbi Acha, Rechina B'Shem, Rabbi Yishmael, Bar Nachman said, Ki Sone Shlach, actually the language of the put says here, Ad Es Hashem Lokei Yisrael, but that means literally, if you hate, send away until Hashem Lokei Yisrael, the Ad is the Gemara's interpolation. Really, the exact pasuk is, Kisan ishlach amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. If you hate, then divorce, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Now, for this we learn out, Mason Drasha, Bisrael Nesati Gerushim, Ulonasati Gerushim, Umasol, allocate divorce among Jews, and then give divorce among Goyim. So Goyim, they don't have the concept of divorce, meaning, if they only divorce, then they both divorce each other. It's only by Jews that the concept of the Shulcha Mibeso, that he sent her away from the house. Okay? By Goyim, there's no such thing. So say, by Jews, by Goyim, no shtar necessary. Right.
But otherwise,
right. Leaving the house. Yeah, that's what it is. So it says the Gemara, and right, Chayyeh B'Shem Pinchas underscore this. He says, Kol HaParsha Ksiv Hashem Tzvokos. The entire Parsha says, Hashem Tzvokos, God the Lord of Hosts. V'kan Ksiv Elokei Yisrael. It says, the Lord of Israel. El Lamecha Titra Shalichet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmo B'Gerushin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not associate his name to divorce. El Yisrael Levad, except by Am Yisrael, but everybody else, they're free to go and come as they please. Okay? Milsa the Rabbi Chia Rabba. The words of Chia Rabba Omer, they indicate to us a Goyim, the Shaitar, so change that it should be Yesh Len Gerushin. Goyim do have Gerushin. How so? The time Rabbi Chia talks about Ben Goy, a Goy, should Girish his Ishto, divorce his wife, Volcham Nisazach, and she goes to marry somebody else, Girisha, and the second guy divorce her, Chachon is Gar, and then they both get converted. Shneim, Enani Korei Olel. I don't say concerning this woman, Loyucho Baal or Rishon Asher Shilcho, that her first husband divorced her, cannot Loshulchachto, cannot take her again, because since Abel she was still Shuksus, and now that she's converted together with her first husband, even though she's married by Goyim to second husband between, nevertheless she's allowed to go back to her first husband. The time can we also but we see here they need gerushin because it says ben goy should gerush his ishto, divorce his wife, right? The time can also buy some mitzvah if they rabbi v'achshir b'shtar. One second. I'm sorry, I wrote it wrong. The time came mitzvah if they rabbi v'achshir. When the mice came on Rebbe, it was machshir for these people to go back to each other after they had gotten converted. Okay. There's another interesting Meshach Chochmah. I just wanted to say it also again. Another interesting Meshach Chochmah. Meshach Chochmah says that by Hagar, it says that there's a man who says, it says that Sarah gave Hagar to Avram Loli Isha, to him as a wife. And the marriage says, Lo v'lo lach, only to Avram and Atebels, but it says in Hagar, when she went away from Avram, so kosher and peaceful. She didn't have relations with anybody else. And that's why she was called Keturah later on. So the Remeir Simon says, it wasn't a big praise of Hagar that she kept herself virtuous. She had to, because Avram had a look of over Melech, Avram in the halach of a king. So, and since he halach of a king, the halach is the divorcee of a king cannot get remarried. That's halach. She has to remain divorced. So therefore, here too, even if Avram Avinu actually kicked her out of the house, which was a form of divorce, right? She sent away from the house. But nevertheless, she couldn't get remarried to anybody else because she was the divorcee of a king. Okay? That's a chiddush over there. Okay, b'shtar. It says you might want to start. How the day of b'shtar shenu shavu yar shenu yafe b'shtar puta. I said dag b'shtar where the puta you need the chiddush of b'shtar. A b'shtar shush yafe b'shtar puta b'shtar is good the puta. So kikasevu. Why do you call the shtar? It's kasev. Right, it's with the puta. So the one is actually much later going to give a very nice halach about this, but not quite now. Rechia learned it like this. Lo so tar v'shtar shish yav v'shar pruta. It's not just by v'shtar v'shar the pruta the woman who gets married. But lo miskadesh is the issue, because that's pasul, the woman gets married. B'chol davar, in anything, shu yav v'shar pruta, which is where the pruta. Ela! However, I feel kosva acheres, if you wrote it on pottery, or near on paper, which is not where the pruta. V'nos loni gave it to her, ha'reiz and mekadesh, she's married. Why is she married? Because the shtar doesn't have to be worth the shavar pruta. Kosvo is always issue is or no. What if you wrote out of the shtar and so which is osir by no, which now will derive any benefit? So Rabbi Chanin said, "Ma'isa bol even the Rebbe." Such a case came from a Rebbe. From Rabbi Yonasi Varmer, he said, "I raised the mugureshes. If you wrote a get on isra no." It's a valid gerushin. Lezomer enim gureshes. Rabbi Lezer says it's not a valid gerushin. Okay? Why? Because if it's Yisra Noya, it's as if it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, the words written on it are meaningless, and they cannot have any halachic impact, right? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Zerubazir said, Haven Rabbanan pleading. The rabbis argue. Mandamar, you said, now I'm going to transpose some words here because the Gilin Ephraim does that. Mandamar, ena megureshes! You said the woman's not divorced by a document lesser shavar bruta. Certainly, ena megudesh. Certainly not married document lesser shavar bruta. Because by marriage, it specifies it's got to be money. By divorce, it doesn't. So by divorce, it's no good. It's certainly not good by marriage. He says that she is divorced by a star which is a frano. Right. Manamar Migureshes, right, that it is a Migureshes, Mikudeshes. Okay, again. I transpose the words in the fourth and the fifth line down. Because the opinion holds that it's a divorce, also holds a kiddushin, because it obviously means that nevertheless, even though it's his or not, it does serve as the basis of the words. Chevraya Armin, the Chevra said, Luchumin, we go to be Machner. Rabbi Yossi Boyam, Maluchumin. Rabbi Yossi asks what the Chumra is. Do we say, Eina, again, Mikureshes, Mikudeshes? Do we say the Chumra and Hainu Chumra? Do we say the Chumra is that she's neither divorced nor married if the document is worth it to less than Shor Pruta, because it's not a document? Or it should be instead of Ilueno, or do it should be O. Or do we say Mekureshes that she's Mekureshes, but she's not Mekudeshes? Okay? So do we say that both of them don't work? Or do we say that the Gerushin does work, but kiddushin does not work. And I am the chumin, that's the chumin. So Malkudum, what's that law? The topic him allowed. Rabbanan Yisrael B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Rahal said, Mandamar Megureshes, you said the divorce takes effect on a get written on Yisrael Noah. Megudeshes, she's also married. A get written Yisrael Noah. Yisrael Noah. He holds that Yisrael and Noah are forbidden to write documents on me, the Rabbanon. So say it's only me, Rabbanon. So therefore, if you did write it, it's good both by a get and by kiddushin and by marriage as well. Okay? Mandamar says, Eina Mekureshes and Eina Mekudeshes, that's not about marriage or divorce. Holds Yisra Noah is Medivei Torah. The prohibition of writing a document on Yisra Noah is Doraisa. And therefore, the Gerush is not valid, the Gerush is not valid, nothing is not valid, is valid. So it says, Mar, yes, but there's a caveat to that. Of Yisra Noah Medivreim, Mikudesh has come out that Yisra Noah has served as only Yisra Rabbanan, then it would be a valid form of Kiddushin. Okay? Says more. In Tamarkein, if you're going to say all this, Leitz Lada plead on Rav, does not argue Rav, because it sounds like if you have someone who also knows the Rabbanon, it still can contract the marriage. This is seen to argue on Rav. It's a famous statement name of Rav. The Rav Omar, Divra Amir, Kor Amir, Amakadish B'chometz, of an individual who marries a wife with chometz, Rishesh Sulmala, from afternoon on Erev Pesach, loss of a lokum. It's not about marriage. Now, their chometz after the 12th hour is a derabbanan. You see, it's not about marriage. How come here Rabbanan wanted to say initially, I know at the Rabbanan that the Geder Kiddusha would be valid, if over there not willing to say that? So it says more time on, it's a beautiful distinction, actually very basic. She used to love this 101, Mamish. Says, time on over there, the Gufo Kaddish. You're marrying her with the substance of the Chometz. The Chometz is Sheshos Lamalon Tavkum. What can you do with Chometz afternoon? You can't eat it, you can't sell it, you can't do anything. It's true, it's only this Ranod Rabbanon. But Lamaisa, this Ranod is enough to the private of any value. If you want to be Mekadosh a woman, you have to give her value. Right? If you're kashrut with a shtar, you might not have to give her value. But if you're giving her chometz, that's in lieu of money. Money's got to have value. It has no value. It's bereft of any value. Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Because all value is extrinsic. And that extrinsic value has fallen off. Bramacha, but here. B'tzunoyim shebo kiddush. It's a geshmak esvoreh. Beautiful Yerushalmi, the next two lines. Here, and not even Kaddish were with the substance of the document. I'm being Mekaddish with the condition stipulated in the document. That can be even an Israel. Why? Because it doesn't have to have any value. So that's more, wait a second. Wait a second. If that's the case. Right. Amateur Kedusha Shtar and Kedusha Kesef. So says the Gemara, wait a minute, Abbe Nolu Shtar Shinu Yavah Shavah Pruta. That's the case. That's the case. I'm sorry. In Me'at Afil Bisra Noe Divar Torah. So if that's the case, by Yimkash Woman Isra Noe the Rabbana. I'm giving the conditions in which are written inside. So why give me Kash and Isra Noe the Raisa? Says the Gemara, beautiful Svara. Beautiful. Svasayim Yushak. Mora says, Talon Eroi Lashlima Love. Is there not the Raisa? You can never bring it up to a Pruta. It's a zero. And is there an Talon Eroi Lashlima Love? And is there the Raisa not the Rabbanon? Theoretically, you could bring it up in value to a Pruta. Why? Because it's not intrinsically also, it has some intrinsic value. So what's the chiddush? What's the difference? The difference is, although you don't have to be mekadosh with the value of the document, but you have to give her something. And if it's not royal lahashim, it's not royal. At least if you have 100 of these that they can make the share of a pruta, you're not giving her anything. But if you suddenly, which is like a coupon, says one value, cash value, 1/20th of 1 cent, if it's at least that much, it's royal lahashim olav. And throw it lahashim love, I'm giving her something. I'm not just giving her thin air. Do you like this photo? As kin and kesef you can, as kin and star you could. So come out like this. It's a noyed rabbon and you can use for kin and star. But you can't use for kin and kesef, because kin and kesef must be worth the fruit of. And it's devoid of value, because if it's a noyed rabbanon, you can't use it. It's a noyed raisa, you can't even use this kin to make a star, because it's not royal lashim love, because that's insignificant, but some meaning, some intrinsic value. Right? In order, it's royal lashim, in order to say you're giving the woman something, right? That I'm putting something in her hand. But if it's ain't a royal lashlim love, because bereft of any intrinsic, even a minute value of the raisa, because it's just another raisa, so I'm not giving her anything, it can't be about kiddushin. I think it's a beautiful story. We'll stop here for this evening. And of course, none of that was in the Bavli as far as I recall.